Thank you very much, and thank you for the very helpful presentation, because although I've been involved in the Sector Mirror Group for 2 or 3 years while the work's going on, it's very helpful to have a holistic, comprehensive account of the sort you gave. Just to pick up on Clément's point, Marquignon of UIC has been a very fully participating member in the early stages of our work. I'd rather hoped he'd continue, but obviously he has many other pressures on his time, but he has got copies of everything, and so the door is very much open, and Simon Fletcher was also involved until he left at Christmas time. But it is a missing engagement we have at the moment. It would be very helpful in the Sector Mirror Group to have greater UIC participation. Can I just reflect one thought for you, both as chair of this meeting, but also wearing your hat in the platform? I've tried on this visit to Geneva, and I've got a subsequent meeting in West Germany afterwards, to make my journey entirely by rail. And one of the challenging things I find, and I'm a very experienced rail traveller and know usually how to get tickets and how to work around problems, one of the very challenging things I found on this occasion has been the lack of integration of service arrangements, so that suddenly I discover, long after having booked my journey, that train times are altered, that engineering work is taking over, and so on. And it is a very real temptation when these things happen to just go online and get a ticket from Eurowings or EasyJet or someone else who's a cheap airline operator in order to make the journey without the hassle that we have. And I wonder whether a measure might be considered for the platform, which would really be to try and identify how many of, in effect, advertised cross-border journeys are actually delivered satisfactorily in terms of there being no interruption due to industrial disputes or short-notice engineering works or poorly planned engineering works. I suspect, knowing some of the routes involved, one might be surprised if the reliability of cross-border journeys achieved 30% in terms of delivery of what was supposed to be advertised. But it'd be very interesting to have that data, because I think it would do two things. One is to show up the reality of the market potential. But the second thing is, I think it would put the focus much more on where it needs to be, which is convenience to the potential traveller. If people are aware the hardships travellers have when they want to make cross-border journeys with the very best intentions, they might perhaps begin to understand why the market is so small at the moment, yet the potential is surely so great. Thank you.